For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's July the 22nd. We're glad to have you with us today. And we've got three guests. Let's start off, first of all, with Steve Johnson, Missouri River Communities. Good to have you here.
Thanks.
Steve.
Good to be here.
And we're talking about the taste of local Missouri. There are several events going on with this, right?
Yeah. So actually, we got a small grant from the Missouri Department of Agriculture to promote specialty crops, which are vegetables, fruits, honey, flowers. So the whole idea is to introduce people to producers in the area that are growing those items. And so we're creating and hosting the Taste of Local Missouri Food Festivals.
And there are six of them.
Yeah. We're doing one in each of the six counties in central Missouri. We've already done one in Callaway County and in Manitowoc County. The next one is this coming Saturday in Lynn, Missouri, in Osage County, on the 27th of July. And then in August 24th, in Jefferson City in Cole County.
Okay, the one this coming Saturday on the 27th of July, what time does it start?
It starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And runs?
Until 7.
Okay.
And there'll be food producers, there'll be prepared food to eat, there'll be children's activities, music, and it's a fun event.
So where do people go?
It's actually in the city park in Lynn.
So if you just come to Lynn, Missouri, go to the city park.
Yeah, it's right behind the old water tower.
Okay.
So or the fire department or city hall.
Okay.
So it's a beautiful park. The trees are huge. It'll at least be shady.
All right. And you don't have to sign up, you just show up.
You just show up.
Right,
and it's free.
All right.
No admission.
Almost out of time, but you want to talk about mow deep roots?
Well, yeah. The other thing that's a part of the grant is that we're working with a woman to do 12 food videos and really to promote the producers and that are growing food in the area. So she's really introducing people to the food producers and the recipes that utilize their food.
So go to www.mowdeeproots.com.
That's correct.
Find about it. Steve, thank you so much for coming
by.
And I hope you have a big crowd this coming Saturday in Lynn, Missouri. Pleasure having you here.
Thanks.
Now, we turn to two people on my left. They are here from MU Children's Hospital Pediatrics Rheumatology Program. And when we think of this, we don't think of children having problems like that. I want to introduce you to Dr. Anjali Patwardhan.
That's right.
I pronounced it right.
Good to have you here, Dr.
Anjali. And Ellen Price, that's a simple name.
Yeah, right? It's an easy one.
Now, doctor, tell me just a little bit about this program.
Well, the pediatric rheumatology is a rare subspecialty.
It's so very,
very rare. You don't get so many pediatric rheumatologists.
Yeah.
So there are less than 300 pediatric rheumatologists in the whole country, including Canada.
You're telling me there are less than 300 doctors like you?
Yes.
In our entire United States and Canada.
That's right.
So we're really very fortunate.
Yes.
To have you here in Columbia.
Yeah. Well, I would say it's very fortunate for children who have got rheumatological diseases to be able to see a pediatric rheumatologist in the local children's hospital.
How many kids are affected with this?
Well, around 29,000 are actually the number of new kids. They join the old kid population of arthritis alone.
Okay.
And there are several other diseases which are included in rheumatology division, like we see lupus patients, and we see several vasculitis patients.
Yeah.
And there are dermatomyositis. There are several diseases which we treat. But let us talk about what services we provide.
Okay, and that's where Ellen is going to come in. Okay, RN, Ellen Price. Tell me about the services.
Okay, well, we see patients in clinic. So on an outpatient basis, we see them and provide them the services they need, help them get the medications that they need, work with them on the cost of the medications.
What age group are you talking about, Ellen?
2 to 21, basically.
2 years. It's so hard for me to imagine a two-year-old coming in with a problem like this. You think of people my age or, or older.
And the reason we know that they're having problems is, say, a four-year-old who's walked before suddenly refuses to walk because it hurts. And so that's what brings them in.
Yeah. So what is the outlook for, let's say, a three-year-old or a four-year-old that comes in with into the rheumatology program?
Well, if we can treat, if we can diagnose them, which is part of what we do in the clinic, if we diagnose them and treat them with the appropriate meds, we can halt the deterioration of their joints.
Can you reverse it?
So I will kick in here. It's the arthritis in children is different than that of adults. So adults' arthritis never goes away, but children's arthritis actually goes can go away.
So if you're an adult, you've got arthritis, it's not going to go away. You can just help
help it
yeah. with the medication.
That's right.
But you actually can cure a child with arthritis?
It's not called cure, but they actually get out of it, most of them. I think 80% kids, they get out of their arthritis. They don't need medication for the rest of their lives. So the time they are actually having arthritis is 3 to 5 years. And if you don't treat them, they develop damages and they...
Then it will stay with them for the rest of
their
life.
Well, the damage will stay. And if you don't treat, then sometimes the disease stays for the rest of the life.
But you're telling me that somebody is a child that is 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, brought into the program. They will be treated. They can be treated, and that arthritis can go away.
That's right.
And they'll be normal for the rest of their life.
Exactly. If they treat rightly, and this era actually, we have so many good medications that I don't believe any child deserves to be not treated and suffer the disability. So okay. we have really fantastic medications.
That's really eye-opening information.
Yes.
Somebody listening to us right now, if they want more information, we're just about out of time. Mm-hmm. How do they go about finding out?
They can call our office at 573-882-2008.
882-2008. Mm-hmm. Or can they go online?
They can go online at muhealth.org.
Okay. Doctor, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you. Pleasure, my pleasure.
Pleasure meeting you. And Ellen, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. Tomorrow, Jeff Moran will be on with us. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our flow director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to listen to this program again or watch it, go to KBIA.org. Sign up for a free podcast or vodcast. Bye-bye.